likes to touch himself. Dracula hates the Welsh. They're the two weirdest guys near ya. So come and bask in their power for about an hour. It's Atomic Disaster Theater.
We got a problem in today's society, masquerading as a strength, masquerading as a superpower, masquerading as a positive. And this, my friends, is one thing out of many I simply cannot abide. I call it a plague. A plague that, to some extent or another, maybe everybody suffers from. But it is doing indelible damage. I'm not quite sure what indelible means. But it just kind of fit in nicely with what I was going for. I just wanted to make that sound with my mouth. It pleased me to do so. The plague I speak of course, is uniqueness. I don't know if uniqueness is a word per se, but for the sake of argument, give me a break. There's a very weird thing. Maybe it's always been there to some extent, though I can't remember it posing as much as a problem as it has in recent days. I hate to be the one to break it to you, everyone out there in fucking La La Land, but I'm sure you're a lovely person. But you're really not that unique. And there is this drive, it seems, an obsession almost. No, you know what? It's a fad, is kind of what it is, of people doing whatever they possibly can to separate themselves from the mold, from the flock, the rest of humans. And I don't mean that in a mindless, you know, kind of way. I mean it in a team sense, right? Of course, I'm not saying to just conform with everything on all things and on all opinions, but we are a team, right? We at least have to have a unifying vision. We have to have something to strive for as a society, as human beings, right? I think we can all agree that's probably best. Probably. And one thing I tend to see that kind of makes me nuts is everybody religiously flaunting and scrambling, pleading, begging, clawing, and scraping to separate themselves from the human herd, right? By picking just more and more groups, divisions, and identities to separate them from everyone else. Now, I'm trying not to get into a political thing because that's not my intention. I think what's happening here is the superstar mindset of society, right? And superstars are great. Everybody loves them in sports and whatnot. But here's the thing. The vast majority of athletes, even pro athletes, even people who have reached the pinnacle of that particular profession, are not superstars, right? You have them, and they're great, and they're glorious. And because there's so few of them, that's what makes them important. That's what makes them stand out. But by and large, it's a lot of team players. It's a lot of people playing their position. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's a beauty to that. There's a beauty to being part of being a slick, slippery cog that makes the machine work. Because when the machine works, it can do some great things. And the machine can't work without all its little parts working in tandem, working in unison, working as a group. And when you have a society full of superstars who are so different. Oh, I'm not like this. I'm like this. I'm not attracted to human beings. I'm attracted to appliances. Electrical appliances. Is that weird enough? Oh, wait, that's common now. Now I'm attracted to dirt. I'm a filthophile is what I am. Right? So you have a bunch of people trying to out fucking weird each other and just struggling and fighting and crying out desperately. Like, look at how different. Even in a world where everybody's different, I am still differenter. I am still somehow more fucked up, more weird, more dumb, more helpless than the next person. I am a more extreme case of that uniqueness. Here's the problem, though. Humans are pretty simple at the end of the day. And we like the team thing. We strive for it. Don't believe me? Look at, human history, right? There's always been that structure, okay? The group, and the group has a leader, and we're social at our core. I mean, not me, obviously, but still, in a broad, generalized sense. And way back in the olden days, if you were Mr. I'm so different. Look at how different I am. You would die in the wilds, because cooperation is a thing, and it turns out it's probably for the best. It's probably for the best for everyone involved that we kind of say, okay, what are you good at? All right, I'm good at this. You're good at that. Maybe we could work something out here, and as a team, as a group, proceed. And then you have your little peccadilloes. Is it peccadillo? Piccadillo? Is piccadillo an instrument? That's a piccolo. Or is that the Dragon Ball Z guy? Or it's probably the same thing. I don't know. I never watched Dragon Ball Z. It just looked like a bunch of weird people shaking for 25 minutes. I don't have time. I don't have time for that. Mindless, plotless nonsense. But anyway, anime aside, uniqueness. It's good in moderation, but we're out of control with the uniqueness now. And there's a term I hate. There's a term I really, really hate, because at the end of the day, it's doing nothing but infantilizing people. And I can't stand that. I can't stand that no more. The term ally. Well, I'm not gay, but I'm an ally. What? Well, I'm not this group or that group, but I'm an ally. Pardon? Pardonnez-moi, if I can be cultural for a moment. Look, man, nobody needs you. Nobody needs your help. Do you know what I mean? Nobody needs your backing. And that's the thing. Like that inflated sense of, oh, this group is so stupid. This group is so weak and fragile that they need help. They need allies. They need backup. They need my support, or else they'll fall apart, because look at how retarded they are. Look at how weak and dumb and stupid they are. Like guys, you're so childlike simple, right? And you just need that supportive, you know, there you go, buddy. Everything's going to be, you just need me, because I'm so wonderful and I'm so inspiring that if I say, hey man, I am not a filthophile. I'm not sexually attracted to mud or anything like that. But I'm an ally, because you're so unique. And oh my God, together we will rot society from the inside out and be dumb. Ah. If you need allies, if you need backup to feel vindicated or justified in a particular weird whatever the fuck you're into, maybe re-examine what you're into. Because if you like something, or if that's just kind of how you are, you don't need constant reinforcement and you don't need constant pats on the back. That's just how, I mean, that's just, I mean, maybe it's easy for me to say, you know, confident fucking alpha over here. Of course, you know, I don't need allies. I have none. I fight this gladiatorial game on my own. And that's fine. Because I know nobody likes Night Trap except me. All right, I'm willing to accept that. I don't need allies. I don't need your fucking support. I'm not unique. I'm an idiot with bad taste. Personal shortcomings aside, the uniqueness isn't a strength when it's universal, right? Universal uniqueness is no longer uniqueness. Do you see what I'm saying? If everybody's so super duper unique, oh my God, look at how unique, just everybody's unique, then get, you know what unique means, right? You know, like, you know what special means, right? Okay. So, so superstars are great. We need them. We certainly do. But you know what's more important? Team players. I think that works out. And nobody wants to be a team player. Nobody wants to be a solid fucking, you know, team guy. That's not sexy. Where's the sex appeal in that? You know, I want to fuck dirt. That's just so much. It's so weird. Oh my God. It's so different this week anyway. And then when, you know, you have a filthophile groups on Facebook and it becomes like a subgenre on YouPorn, well, it's time to up the ante and get into insects, maybe. I don't know. And this is where we're tumbling. I was going to say heading, but tumbling just seems better. It just seems more in the spirit of what I mean. And maybe it wouldn't bother me so much if it was genuine, but it's this uniqueness for the sake of uniqueness, because God fucking forbid I need to contribute. God forbid I need to say, oh shit, you know what? Everybody's pretty much the same. And isn't that part of this utopia that all you motherfuckers want? Right? Isn't that the end game, the final goal? Everyone treated with a baseline of respect, and then beyond that, it's earned on how you behave, not what you look like or where you like to put your fucking mouth, right? Isn't that the point? Everybody just baseline? No, that's not the point. No, it's all, you know, who's specialer, that's who gets the most attention. It's doomed to fail, and it already has. It's already to a point now where, like, just look at how ridiculous this shit is. There's nothing wrong with being part of a team. There's a beauty to that. Embrace it. Take your motherfucking mediocrity and smear it on you. Like Arnold did in Predator when he, you know, in that sexy part where he mudded himself up. And he seduced the predator out in the jungle. Because the only thing that can defeat the great hunter is love. Atomic Disaster Theater, episode 140. Hello. My name is Dave. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Back to pain. Here is the pain. Here is the day. Here is the day of pain. I will be your tormentor for the evening. But I'm not here fucking dirt by my lonesome. I'm not here tongue-kissing anthills on my own. Heavens to Betsy Nosies. Sitting directly to my left, looking incurably inscrutable, inscrutable. I make love. Here, looking downright deceivingly dastardly. He is the man of the hour, the tower of power. He'll devour toddlers. He's the one, the only, the immortal. Count Dracula, what it is, Count. What it is and what it will be. The floor is yours. Sweep it. Good evening. It's very nice to be here today, Dave. Once again, I must wholeheartedly disagree with you about what you said. About fucking dirt? I mean, in principle, yes, I suppose. But also, Dave, being unique and being your true self is the only thing in life that matters. Right, as opposed to the survival of the species. Of course, Count, I hope you enjoy Fallout, because this is where you're rapidly taking us. You know what I love about this show, Count? Besides the raw sex appeal, the just sexual tension, the butter knife slicing tension of our escapades, is when we can debate philosophy, when we can debate reality, when we can debate, you know, who's better, Sam on Different Strokes or Arnold, you know? And I would expect someone like you, who's so very unique, with all your, let's just say, particular gauntness, general gauntness, I would say. But you don't think that this is a bit much, that you wouldn't agree that humanity works best or works as intended with more Indians than chiefs?
Well, first of all, Dave, that was highly offensive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez. Right, of course. Sorry about that. anyway, go ahead.
But no, you're wrong, Dave. Everybody needs to have their own personal truth and say it, shout it to the heavens, loud and proud.
Right. Personal truth. I have so many issues with what you just said. It's frankly astounding. My personal truth, Count, is that children should probably be eradicated. So, if I were to, oh, I don't know, let's say live my truth, first of all, here's the utopia you wanted. You're welcome for that. But I realize that Dave's particular path to righteousness and glory is a little bit on the bloody side. So, I understand, as a, let's just say, kind of adult. Let's say a legal adult, because I don't think I've quite crossed the threshold mentally yet, and my nuts have yet to drop. But legally speaking, in a parole sense, I am an adult. So maybe it's just me and my goddamn maturity. But personal truth is maybe just that. Maybe it's personal, and maybe nobody else is subject to my fucking delusions, just like I am not subject to yours. Call me crazy, but I think this is just kind of, oh, I don't know, human kindness and respect. Like, I believe whatever you want. Think you're whatever you want. Think you are whatever you want. I do not care. As long as it does not affect me in any way. When you start to demand that I relent to whatever fucking wacko shit is going on in your head, that's when issues occur. See? Be your true self all you like, whatever that fucking means. But don't tread right here, because that's a no-go. That's a no-go for me, Cal. I think that's fair. Isn't that fair?
No, Dave. It's horrible. You are insufferable. You're so...
sexual? Sexually mischievous? Is that what you were going to say, Count?
No, not even a little bit. You were just talking about having sex with dirt.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
The strength of our nation, Dave, of humans, is how very different and unique and special everyone is.
But everyone's not special, Count. If everyone was special, that negates the term special. Superstars and team players and all that. See what I'm saying to you?
No.
Right. Do you have a question? Something tells me we're not going to get anywhere with this. Because my truth is good and yours is dumb. So, you know, we're just negative polarities. We're just going to attract, you know. I mean, isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious? When you have a soft, lily-livered little beta like yourself and a, you know, alpha Chad like me, it's bound to be a collision in the rumpus area of things.
It's time for Ask Dave. Then I, Count Dracula, get to ask you, Dave, any one question that you must answer completely and totally honestly.
I'm ready, but before you ask me your question, Count, I just have one. I'm sorry, this has been on my little list of things to talk about for months and months and months. I'm sorry, just one moment, please. I'm going to need a moment alone. Do you... okay, so 1,000 years ago, I was talking about Batman and Robin. And there was like that comic book where Robin was a girl, right? And I thought about it. And it made me think of Batwoman. That awful idea that they made a TV show out of, because people have way too much money on their hands. And obviously, you know, there's not enough homeless children in the world. So they made Batwoman instead of changing many, many, many children's lives. Now, a good investment. I think we all can agree. Yes, yes, no, of course not. Right. Okay. So they had two Batwomen because the one weighed like 88 pounds. And of course she like broke her femur or something. And I don't know what happened, but anyway, the actress's name is Ruby Rose. I've never seen her in everything. I don't know anything about her, but she would make an awesome female Robin. Go look her. I think she's a good leading person because she's very striking looking. Like, she looks like she knows what's going on. I mean, she can't beat anybody up or anything like that. So maybe go a different tact with her. But as a female Robin, go Google Ruby Rose and imagine her in the Robin outfit. That fucking works, man. That works. But the only problem is we can't do that now because Batman is like a young, sexy guy too. Well, is he even young? Isn't this guy like fucking my age? But, you know, young enough. You can't have two young people. You can't have a young Batman and you can't have a young Robin. It doesn't work. You have to have, you know, old sensual man Batman, and then you have to have young, supple, pliant boy Robin, because that's not questionable. A questionable partnership there for a little bit. But yeah. So God, I'm sorry. This has been on here forever. And I meant to talk about it at the time, but we all know how I do.
Did you watch Batwoman, Dave?
What a stupid fucking question you just asked me, Count. No, of course I didn't, because I am a purveyor of fine taste, and I shall not sully my eyeballs with such filth. I'll just stick my wiener in a fire ant colony instead, because that would be preferable to watching Batwoman.
Because you're a rampant sexist.
Probably. All right, ask me a question.
Dave, what do you think about Boris Johnson resigning as Prime Minister of England?
Oh, are you tying this into our last episode, Count, where we celebrated the freedom of this magnificent fucking nation?
Something like that.
Well, you know, I am slave to current events, Count. I'm sorry, I just... There's a titmouse trying to crawl out of my throat, apparently. We are nothing if not politically savvy and sexually savvy, Count. And I know all about the world at large. I am a citizen of this wonderful place called Earth. And I know of all lands. And I know of all nations. And this does not sit right with me at all. Not at all. I am keenly, keenly suspicious of both my mother's love and the rapid exodus from power of this particular politician. Now, I don't know anything about anything, but I know my guts and I know people. See, I don't know nation. I don't see borders, Count. I don't see colors. I just see breasts. That's all I see. That's the only thing I want to see. That's the only thing I choose to see. That's the only thing I pay to see, all right? Among other things that I pay for in the general vicinity. Anyway. So here's the deal. As far as I know, because again, I'm not a scholar of world events, just a scholar of humankind. So this guy said, look, I'm not the head of my party anymore, my political party. I'm stepping down. I'm still going to serve out the rest of my term as prime minister, but I am not going, you know, I'm no longer leading the party. And then he walked off stage and then then 5 minutes later ran back and was like, oh, wait, shit, never mind, bye. And then he left. Was it even a week? Was it like a couple of days, if that? The next day? I don't know. It just seemed like it. All of this is excruciatingly weird because. And again, like some, I've heard people talking about this, YouTube or whatever. And some people say, like, well, it's different there. It's different in England because I heard like this quote unquote scandals, you know, during COVID or whatever, they had some parties like what you mean to tell me that people who tell you to do something do the exact opposite? Oh, geez. Unbelievable. Oh, my God. Home Alone face. Like, I can't believe it. Oh, my God. I'm so shocked. Like, yeah, duh, of course. So I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, you're going to leave office for that? No, you're not. I don't buy that for a second. And then there was like another thing where one of the guys in his posse or something was like touching guys' butts. And then he said he didn't know about it, but he totally knew about it. And, you know, butts and stuff like that. All right. And what? People in power? Boning? Oh, fuck. Oh, weird. Who would have thunk it? And then, you know, and people say like, oh, well, Dave, you know, America's so used to sensationalized fucking scandals, but in, you know, England, they still have some kind of facade of competence and like being reserved and whatnot. So a scandal is like, it's much more damaging than it would be in the States. I still don't buy it. I'm waiting. Something awful happened, because I, again, it's not a culture thing. It's a people thing. I know people. You're not, if you have power, you're not going to give it up unless you have to. And you won't have to unless something like cut in half children found in a basement somewhere is on the horizon. So I'm going to make a bold prediction. Dave makes a bold prediction. We're going to hear some fucking wild shit out of jolly old England as far as what's doing. And that's why there's this kind of weirdo mass exodus of people just being like, oh, I quit. I'm out of here. I don't want anything to do with what's coming. La, 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 la. I can't hear you. Mark my words. It's not just the fucking stupid COVID parties and stuff like that. And I don't think it's a combination of all these little things. No, we can do better than that. We can do way, way, way better than that, can't we? As far as the fucked up political shit going on. So I expect sooner rather than later, we are going to hear that Bobo's been a bad, bad boy. And yeah, it's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy. That is my political prediction count. And you know me, I specialize in lethargy. We'll say, is what we'll say.
Well, what do you think of that guy in general, Dave?
I don't know, nothing. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's world politics. I have no idea what's going on. But, I mean, I test. I'm kind of like, yeah, all right. He seems like, you know, he seems like he'd be nice. And I look, I know that's the trick. I know that's, I realize that's the point. He goes on there with his fucked up hair. He looks like the, why did I want to say the kid on the paint cans? The little Dutch boy. Is that what I'm talking about? Do I know what I'm talking? I don't think I know what I'm talking about. But he, you know, he looks all fucked up and weird and just like he just woke up and stuff like that. That's obviously planned. That's obviously, like, you don't think he, you really don't think he knows? That he comes off like a fucking, you know, like a Borat character or something. Like, yeah, it's obviously a trick. It's a ploy. It's like, look at how, hey, everybody, look at how harmless I am. I am so harmless. I would never do anything fucked up. That's me. Just the weird wacko neighbor. I'm Willie from Charles in Charge. That's what I am, guys. Oh, I'm just the bumbling everyday neighborhood guy running around. Right. Sure you are. So, I mean, it's a good move. Like, it's good because if you can pull it off, that's great. It's like Boris Johnson is the maester guy from Game of Thrones who, like, acts like he's super, super old and like falling asleep all the time and shit because he wants to appear harmless and really he's not. But he knows that's the way to go because if he appears harmless, nobody's going to fuck with him. See, so that's the deal. Nobody's going to suspect him. Like Bart said in The Simpsons, nobody suspects the butterfly. See, and that's where we are with this guy. So I'm going to say, on the horizon, at least animal fucking with a possibility of open devil worship is coming down the pike. And he's just like, everybody knows the shit's coming out. So he's abandoning ship now before everything gets crazy. That's my truth. Anyway, and that's what I feel about that. See, can't we? We run the gamut, world events, sensuality, brotherhood, sensual brothers is what originally, I mean, I don't want to go too far behind the curtain here, but that was originally going to be the name of this podcast, Sensual Brothers. It was deemed too provocative, let's say, for the internet. So I had a meeting with my legal team and they decided on Atomic Disaster Theater as the least, let's just say parole violating of my podcast names. of my podcast names. So you know what I want to do? Because I haven't, okay, I haven't really, really, really gotten too in depth on, I bought the Oculus Rift. I know now it's called something else. Now it's called like the Meta Quest. No, wait, I didn't buy the Rift. Did I? Oculus Quest. What's the difference? I don't know, man. I don't know. I got the Quest 2 virtual reality thing, the cheap one. It was like $300 or something like that. That's not, you know, it's not crazy bad. Now, let me preface this by saying, I'm going to make another bold, this podcast is just filled with bold predictions. It's wild. It's unreasonable. It's unreasonable how contagious ignorance is. I don't believe that virtual reality is going to take off. I still am unmoved as far as it as the next big, huge thing, like the next evolution in gaming in 10 or 20 years from now, everybody's going to be, you know, virtual reality is going to be like so ubiquitous with video games and stuff like that. I don't buy it. I don't buy it because at the end of the day, it goes back to my point about uniqueness. Because uniqueness is good to a point, but there's a really, really fuzzy, blurry line. And the next door neighbor to uniqueness is loneliness. And maybe this whole I'm super unique, look at how awesomely unique I am, maybe that's why everybody's so fucking unhappy now. Because uniqueness is neighbor to loneliness. And it's very, very easy to cross the property line, if you know what I'm saying, right? When you get to a certain point of, oh my God, I'm so unique, I'm so different, nobody's like me, blah, 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 look at how happy I am. Oh, wait, I'm miserable. See, so, and that is, I think, where virtual reality is. Because at the end of the day, it's a fun experience. It's cool. I like it. I enjoy it. I'm glad I got this thing. You know, I think it's really neat. Would I recommend it? Maybe not, only because there's a lot of, like, there's going to be I think they're making a new one, like an Oculus or a Meta Pro or something like that. That's supposed to be like not as bulky and better, cooler, whatever. Like, everything's getting better so quickly. I would probably wait maybe a year or two because the next, whatever's next is like on the horizon. So maybe don't get this one, but maybe get the other one because it is cool. It's a cool experience. It's a cool thing. But end of the day, it's a solitary experience. Like you can't invite a bunch of your friends over and sit around and have them watch you have a ball playing in your virtual reality world. That's not fun to observe. And if you're going to, you know, I just can't see people having VR parties at their house with a bunch of buds getting drunk, smoking pot with the fucking headsets on, looking around like idiots. That it's just not a communal experience, in my opinion. I don't know. Maybe it'll get, well, no, I don't believe it'll get there. I think it's a niche thing. I think it's I think it's cool. I like it. It's very impressive to me. I wasn't expecting it to be this good at this price point, if that makes sense. This is where my very, very supremely low expectations pay off because, like, for example, I've been in on a kick lately of getting shit I've been meaning to get and just taking care of stuff like that. And one of the things is I wanted a new phone because I've had the same phone for years and years and years and years and years. Now, I'm a technical retard, as they say, medically speaking. I've been diagnosed as a technical veteran of Down syndrome, let's just say, to use the politically correct term. I completely forgot what I was going to say. I had it loaded. It was in there and then just poof, out into the clouds. So I've never really been one of those people who is just always on the bleeding edge and has to get the new gadget, the new update, the new upgrade, or whatnot. My move is long periods of using the same thing till it's really supremely outdated, and then maybe in a few years getting something cheap that's much, much better than what I used to have. And so I went out and I got a new phone a couple of weeks ago, and it's not an expensive phone at all. And it continually blows my fucking mind. Like, I can't believe I have this. I don't deserve this. I shouldn't. There's something inherently perverse against the laws of nature that a feeble mind like myself has access to something like this. And my phone probably sucks in the grand scheme of things. Like, if I'm living in Star Trek right now, and if I had like an iPhone 12 or 13 or whatever the fuck they're into, I'd probably just pass out. I'd probably just stop breathing. I'd forget to breathe is what would happen. I would evolve like a fucking Pokemon is what I would do. And maybe I'm not too proud of that, but it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing because my expectations are so low and what I'm used to sucks so bad that when I get something that a 13-year-old would be like, oh, that's a piece of shit, Dave. What are you doing with that? I'm like, what, are you crazy? This is the Starship Enterprise right here. This is my shit. Look at this. This thing is extraordinary. And that's a fun place to be. That level of, I don't know what I'm doing. Therefore, like, if I have like a nice bowl of porridge, it's like, man, this is fucking delicious. Cause I fuck dirt. So porridge is like wild. That's, you know, the nectar of the god, the gruel of the gods. And that's kind of nice. There's a nice simplicity to that. I'm very easy to please, you know, and like my thing with phones in particular is I can't have a really expensive phone. I just can't do it because it's something that's on me all the time. And I know how dirty I am. I know how, you know, like I'm a peasant, right? I'm a grunt. So if I have something really nice on me, I'm gonna drop it. I'm gonna fuck it up. I'm gonna leave it somewhere. You know what I mean? And I can live with that to an extent. I've come to accept it. It's just how I am, right? Now, the best I can do is make it manageable, make the loss manageable. So if I do drop it on the floor or shatter it or throw it in a fit of rage, let's say, if I decide to Hulk Hogan leg drop my phone, as I've done to several pieces of technology in the past, let's mitigate the damage here, right? Because if I paid $1,500 for a fucking phony phone, the shit better have a mouth, if you know what I'm saying. And so this, I got the, what is it? It's the Samsung Galaxy A13 or something like that. I think there's two kinds. There's like the 4G and the 5G. I just got the 4G because it was a little cheaper. I don't care. I don't even know what 5G is, to be perfectly honest with you. And even if I did, I probably don't need it. So I don't care. Yeah. And it was like $125, which probably was like twice as much as I paid for my last phone. That is acceptable. If I smash it or if I break it or if I fuck it up, okay. I mean, I won't be happy about having to replace it, mind you, but like it's doable. I can live with that. That's fine. And if I had a phone that was $1,000 or $1,200 or $1,300 or whatever the fuck they're up to now, where you have to lease them, like, you're out of your mind. I can't live like that. I can't, that kind of stress and that kind of pressure will kill me. Star Trek. That's where I am right now. Just me and my cheap phone. That's all I need. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm doing well. Trust me. Trust me on that. I'm a content little boy. Just me and my little Samsung Galaxy 4G, whatever the fuck. I don't care. It's fine. It's cute. It's long and big. I don't know why phones are getting bigger and long. Like, I always thought that technology, but again, when it comes to technology, I'm always wrong. So on the VR front, invest heavily in virtual reality because it's going to be the wave of the future, only because I publicly said this is not going to be the wave of the future. And I'm always wrong about everything. So take that into consideration when you're listening to what comes out of my face. And like, I remember, here's my greatest example story of how bad I am with this sort of thing. I can clearly remember as a young teenager, I was at my friend's house. And there was a bunch of us hanging out there. And he's sitting in front of a fucking computer. And I'm like, what are you doing? We're all here. We're all headbutting each other as hard as we possibly can. What are you doing? You're missing out on all the fun. Wouldn't you like to be concussed with the rest of us? And he was like, oh, I'm talking to somebody on the internet. And I'm like, what does that even mean? Man, you're not making any sense. Talk to me. Use your words. Use your voice. Look at me. I'm right here. I am here for you. And you're on here clicking and clacking. What are you doing, man? And he's like, Dave, no, I'm trying to convince this broad to send me pictures of her tits. And if she sends them now, they'll come through in like 3 weeks. I said, okay, well, that's fair. Fair point, fair point. But I looked at what he was doing. I saw the little America Online instant messenger window. I heard the sounds. And I just stared at him. And I was like, this is dumb. This is stupid. What, you're just typing back and forth to this person? And he's like, yeah, it's great. And I'm like, well, this isn't going to go anywhere. Dot, dot, dot. And here we are. So if I ever recommend anything about technology, do exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite is what I would recommend to you. That's what I recommend. But anyway, back to the virtual reality front. I'm sorry. I've been meaning to do this. Maybe I want to do a full episode on it because I got a bunch of games. I don't want to do it now per se because I really want to delve deep into each of the games I got and talk about them. Because I've been neglecting really going into it. And I don't want to start now because I'm very tired and we're almost done with the show and I don't want to do work. It's really what I'm trying to say to you right now. I've fallen asleep at the wheel here several times already. And that's not fair to me or my family and so on and so forth. But I guess I want to go into each of the games I got, and really, really, you know, I'm not rested enough to do this properly now. So I'm not going to do it. But, actually, hold on. Let me look up this Quest Pro thing. Meta Quest. Yeah, now it's Meta instead of Oculus. Meta Quest Pro. Let's look up some details on here. Project Cambria to be called Quest Pro. Quest Pro coming out. The first of which is expected to be Project Cambria, aka Meta Quest Pro, which is due to be released in September 2022. The leaked internal roadmap has also suggested that the Meta Quest Pro will cost around $799. Okay, remember what I said about not recommending the normal Quest? Now get the normal one. It's $300. You'll have fun. You'll have fun with it. Yeah, man. Wow. $800, huh? Yikes. $800. I don't know. I would probably wait on that. Probably most certainly wait on that. See, I think 300 is a good number. 300, it's kind of a magic number as far as something I'm willing to try. When you get into like 500 territory plus, I'm going to think about it a little more. But 300, yeah, I'll waste $300. That's fine. That's okay. You know, that's only a few dozen hand jobs in the back of a Walmart parking lot. That's nothing I can do. You know, I have two hands. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Yes, I don't believe this is the wave of the future. I think this is maybe a step along the way, kind of, sort of, Tommy Lasorda, but because of the lack of communal aspect, I don't think it's ever going to be, or it's ever going to replace kind of the sitting around playing fucking Mario Kart or whatever the kids do nowadays. Yeah, when they're busy being unique, so very unique, fucking, you know, fire ant hills and stuff like that, and such luxuries. Oh, and yeah, before I get off the phone thing, I always thought that the more advanced technology got, the smaller shit would get, and boy was I wrong on that. Surprise, surprise. As I always, without exception, am, because phones are fucking huge. Why are they so oblong and weird and strange? Like, I remember when what was it? Like the iPhone 4 came out, you know, and I was like, this is it. Like, this is the pinnacle. We've been working so hard for so long to get to this point, because this right here is the perfect size for a phone. It's thin, it's sensual looking, you know, it's kind of more rectangly than like the, because I remember the third one was like kind of super duper round. It was almost kind of like rotund in a way. I actually still have my iPhone 3G. I still have it, and it's so comical to whip that fucking bad boy out and take a look at the peak of technology back at that time. It was so wild how crazy things have gotten indeed. But yeah, but I think the iPhone 4 was really good, and then they did 5, where they like stretched it out, they made it like longer, and I was like, this is weird. I think why are things getting bigger and taking up more space? Isn't the point of like sexy, cool technology to be kind of small and inconspicuous and like out of the way? And now we're walking around with tablets in our back pocket, like just enormous, unwieldy. Just like I have my new phone out, and it's just, I feel like a toddler in my hands. This thing it's huge. It's so big. I mean, I'll get used to it after I drop it 9 or 50 times, you know, but eventually maybe I'll get used to it. But for now, it's like, I don't know. It's just, I think it's weird that things are getting bigger and kind of bulkier. And that's going back to VR too. I think that's a problem as well. Like, this shit needs to get significantly sexier, because nothing says fucking dork than sitting in a chair doing the Stevie Wonder, nodding back and forth with this giant bulky ass thing on your head. You just look kind of dumb. And you don't, that's the whole point with technology. You know, you're supposed to look super rad. You're not supposed to look like a dork. You know what I mean? And I'm not, you know, and I'm sure the Quest Pro will be cool, but for $800, I need to look significantly cooler using it. And it still looks like it's just too big. It's too bulky. It's too huge. We need to make this a little bit more manageable as far as, my God, look at the size of this fucking thing. Like I remember as a kid, like old, you know, old video game systems, you know, when you, I don't know, you find a box of them in your garage or whatever the fuck, and it's all your old systems, and you're like, Jesus, these things were massive. These things were enormous. These things were so, so huge. I'm already like that with the virtual reality thing. I'm like, this is so big. It looks, there's something about it that just looks outdated already, like the big fucking strap-on headset. I remember Virtual Boy or Virtual Boy? Was there an L in there? I don't remember. The Nintendo system, quote unquote, virtual reality system that was out in like the early 90s or something like, or maybe mid 90s. Hold on. Let's get to the bottom of this. When was Nintendo Virtual Boy released? 1995 in North America. And you know what? Bold statement time. If you go and you Google Nintendo Virtual Boy, image search that bad boy and take a look at it, that looks like it could come out next week. Is what we have now any less bulky? I mean, sure, the fucking tripod thing or whatever, the gun stand, you know, like in the sniper movies where they have that stand on the right, that's what that thing looks like. But seriously now, besides the, like, take out the wire connecting the headset to the, like, just Photoshop the wire out. And that looks like it could be on Amazon and you'd buy it tomorrow. So I'm kind of disappointed as far as like the size and the bulk of things. And it was all like black and red. Like that was the games were all black and red and would immediately give you like a fucking splitting headache. Apparently, I don't know. I never had it because Nintendo shit is too cool for me. Growing up, my father would not allow me to have Nintendo products because he said I wasn't near cool enough. And I strived and I strived and I strived and it just never worked out for me very much. So yeah, man, I just don't. Yeah, we gotta do better on the bulk. Is what I'm saying. It's too much. And I realized, like, it is very, very impressive because there really is just like a fucking, it's a big ass computer in your head pretty much. But still. The goal here, in a human way, the goal of humanity and technology in general has been to look as fucking cool as humanly possible. Right? And, you know, walking around with a Sony, you know, Walkman tape player and stuff, that was the height of cool at a point. And then it was like, well, we need to make this smaller. We need to make it slimmer and sexier. And then out came the fucking Discman, the Sony Discman's shit. And then that was just peak cool for a little while. Then we went to the iPods and what have you. And now we're casually stealing music from the internet. We don't even have physical music anymore. I've said this before. This is my platform. I'm actually running for office. And my platform is thus. We're losing a very important natural resource. And of course, I'm not talking about things like fucking trees or a weird kind of goat or something like that. Who fuck them? Album art. I don't know about you. I love album art. It could, because it's not just the music. It's not just the song. It's the album. It's a whole packaging. It's everything. It's a multi a facet piece of art. Multi genre, right? It's visual. It's audio. It's tactile. You're fucking holding something in your hands, right? Flipping through a book. It's engaging you. This piece of art, this art thing in your hands is engaging you. and your senses. And now it's just, you know, who cares? Album art, bah. Is there a website that just documents album art? There should be, where you can just go and look at, you know, like, this exists. It has to exist. I feel completely alone in what I'm saying right now. You're probably, nobody cares. I am the only one who cares about this. Apparently. But all I'm saying is, for fuck's sake, can we make things small and sexy instead of oblong and weird and giant? Because I don't like to feel like I have little girl hands. And when I take out my fucking phone and I'm fumbling around with it because it's so big, you know, I need one of those Virtual Boy stands just to hold up my fucking phone because it's enormous. It weighs 74 pounds. I may as well just, instead of a phone, just use the Virtual Boy to take all my calls. It would save me space. Stop making phones so big. And for the love of God, stop fucking anthills. It's just unseemly.